just do us all a favor and don't be that guy. Because let's be honest, nobody likes that guy. That guy doesn't even like that guy. Episode 337 of the Diz Runs With podcast is a quick tip episode. Today's quick tip, running on Thanksgiving. Hey guys, real quick before we dive into today's episode, just want to, give a little plea, maybe. It's been a while since I've asked for ratings and reviews, so I'll throw that out there. What the heck, right? If you're new to the show or if you haven't headed over to iTunes yet at some point along the way and left a rating and review, it would be appreciated. I mean, I listen to other podcasts and podcasters are like, oh, it's so easy. It takes like 2 seconds. That's kind of false. As much as I love Apple, and I really do, I pretty much love everything Apple, leaving a review for a podcast can be a pain in the ass. So I understand that. Especially if you're on your iPhone, it's really more difficult than it should be. But if you can do that, if you just go to dizruns.com/iTunes, it'll take you right there. Or if you have your podcast app, whatever, you can do it there too. But I know it takes a few minutes and it's a little bit less intuitive than it should be, but it is appreciated. It does help out, it makes the show a little bit more visible, more prominent. And I get to call you out, and thank you for your reviews. So, there's that too. But if you have a minute, it's appreciated. If not, no worries. But today I want to talk a little bit about Thanksgiving races. And really this applies to just about any kind of themed fun run, fun race type of situation. I'm going to be basically referencing specifically like turkey trots and things of that nature, since Thanksgiving here in the States is right around the corner, coming up next week. But again, these apply for Christmas type of races, for the Santa sprints or the reindeer runs or the jingle bell jogs or whatever kind of silly alliterative names that people come up with for their races around Christmas time and the holidays. And they really apply to any fun run. But just a couple things to remember. And the first one, I guess, is really kind of specifically for Thanksgiving or maybe something on or around Christmas. But if you're going to go out and run, and I would encourage you to, whether you go run a turkey trot race or just go run for yourself. If you're going to get a few miles in on Thanksgiving morning before the feasting and the gluttonous activities begin. If it feels like this should go without saying, but I know that it doesn't for everybody. Just realize that you're gonna take in more calories eating on Thanksgiving than you're gonna burn from running, and that's applies whether you're running the little turkey trot 5K or you're running some kind of solo endeavor marathon on Thanksgiving Day. We tend to overestimate the number of calories we burn through running and other exercise activities, and we tend to underestimate the number of calories that we take in while we're eating. And I'm not a big calorie counter. I think it's, for me, it's more of a pain in the ass than it's worth. It's too OCD for me. But I know for some folks that's something that is important. And if you're trying to maybe lose some weight, that can be something that you want to factor in. But just recognize that. If calories are important to you, if that's something that you're factoring for, you're gonna probably take in more on Thanksgiving Day than you're gonna burn from the run. That doesn't mean that going for that run in the morning is not good for you or doesn't help. There's obviously, we're talking to runners, so that's something we're gonna probably do if we have the opportunity. You're off of work most likely. If you're not traveling, if you're not gonna be in the kitchen all day, try to get a few miles in. It's gonna just put you in a better, at least for me, it's gonna put me in a better mood. It's gonna make me enjoy the day more, and maybe make me feel a little less guilty on the third slice of pie that I will most likely be taking down next Thursday. The next thing I want to talk about when it comes to turkey trots or Thanksgiving races or any type of, again, themed fun type of race is just that, to have fun. A turkey trot or a Christmas type theme or a St. Patty's Day run or any of those Valentine's Day, Cupid races, whatever. All those type of themed races are the perfect races to not race, if you know what I mean. So you show up, you have fun. Maybe you're running with some friends or family members that aren't runners, and instead of leaving them to fend for themselves while you go, you know, chase a PR or something like that, use these runs as a time to just run or walk or do a run walk or whatever it is that you're doing. If it's slower than your normal pace, run with the people that you're with. You know, encourage a friend, family member, whatever, to let's go do this race on Thanksgiving morning. We'll be home before the parade starts, before the football games start. Let's go get a few miles in and just, you know, have fun and not worry about racing, not worry about time. Just have fun, you know, and if that means dressing up, more power to you. I can go have fun at a race, but I'm probably not going to get all turkeyed up for a turkey trot. But you know, I can go run it with Rebecca or run it with another friend, or I don't know if any other family would want to do it, but you know, I can just go run it and relax and enjoy a conversation and just enjoy spending time with someone, you know. And if you got friends, family coming in from out of town, or if you're going out of town to go to a different part of the world than where you normally live, what a great time to just go and, you know, catch up and relax and talk and be out of the house, get some fresh air, all those benefits of doing one of these runs. And you don't even have to worry about trying to race it. You can just have fun. But that said, if you're going to race, which is okay, I'm not gonna try to tell you not to race. If you want to race it. Just do us all a favor and don't be that guy. Because let's be honest, nobody likes that guy. That guy doesn't even like that guy. But more often than not, when that guy is becoming that guy, he doesn't recognize, or he or she, because that guy can be that girl as well, doesn't recognize what they're doing. So what do I mean by that guy? I think maybe we all know, but you know, if you're going to race the turkey trot, which is cool, and it gives you a great chance to get on the podium, to maybe finish, to win the race overall, or at least in your age group, and that's cool. And I'm, you know, I mean, I've said, how many times have I said to somebody when they're like, oh yeah, you know, I came in third in my age group, but there was only four of us. I'm like, no, just stop. Like, you came in third in your age group. That's it. You know, if you win the turkey trot, you say you won a local 5K. All right. You know, you don't say that you were the only one racing, or that there were only four people that ran under 25 minutes. And you know, you happen to be the one that ran the fastest of that group. Whatever, what's the word I'm looking for? You don't try to qualify your victory. Go out and run it hard and have fun. And that's fine. But don't be a jerk. Don't be that guy. So what are some of the things that guy tends to do? I've seen this too many times to let it pass, and it annoys the heck out of me every time. You know, that guy stands there kind of beforehand, maybe when he's doing some stretching or whatever, and just is talking loudly to no one about, yeah, you know, I'm gonna go out today at 6:30 pace, I guess, for about the first mile. And then I'm going to pick up the pace and drop it down to about 6:15 for mile two. And then, man, that last mile, I'm just going to give it everything I got, you know, and I'm gunning for it. I'm going to win. And then they're also talking about, you know, maybe some strategy. You know, yeah, I know I gotta sit and kick on that guy, because he's always, you know, he's pretty fast. And you know, I gotta make sure to save myself for that one little hill on the 5K course. And man, once I crest that hill, man, just go at that point. And he's talking to nobody. It's like, you want to just be like, dude, no one cares. You're going to race. Fine. Have fun. Go for it. You know, go for it. That's fine. If you want to race a race, race it. There's nothing wrong with that. But nobody cares what your strategy is. Nobody cares what your strategy is at a quote unquote real race, because everybody's got their own strategies going on anyway, let alone at a fun run, at a turkey trot, at a race where, you know, three quarters of the field doesn't care about their time. They're just going out there to have fun. So don't be that guy that talks about what your goals are, or what your I'm sorry, not what your goals, but what your strategy is, what your pacing goals are going to be. Like, just freaking do it. Another thing that guy is going to do at a fun run, at a turkey trot, is going to complain about all of the non-runners there that are breaking some of the quote unquote rules or displaying poor etiquette. Guy, these people aren't, you know, they're not doing anything to screw up your race on purpose. They're not trying to make some faux pas. They're not runners. They're out doing something for their health, enjoying themselves, having fun, talking with some friends, family, whatever. Maybe it's the kids' first official 5K race, so they're out there with them. Like, don't worry about it. Don't stress about it. Like, don't don't complain. My gosh, it's a fun run. It's a holiday. It's Thanksgiving Day. Be thankful that you can run. You know, don't complain about somebody else that's out there that's doing something for their health. That's being active. That's participating in the sport that we love. You know, so don't be that guy. If somebody cuts you off, they cut you off. If somebody stops right in front of you without putting their hand up and saying walking and 3, 2, 1 or whatever, they're not doing it on purpose. You know, so just take a chill pill. All right, about etiquette issues. You know, if you want to complain about those things at a little bit more of a serious race, now I can be open to that. But don't be a douche, you know. And doing that stuff in front of a bunch of non-runners that aren't trying to make any mistakes, that are just out there again to have fun, which is what you should be doing as well. And that's weak. And then the last of the things that I'll cover for that guy, but there's probably another dozen things that I could have gone into, but these are the kind of the three biggest pet peeves I have about that guy at a fun run type of race is you force your way to the front of the pack or the front of the queue right before the race starts because you've been out, you know, warming up for the entire time. And, you know, and I'm not one that's going to tell you to not warm up before a 5K, especially if you're going to try to race it. But if you're going to be warming up until literally a few seconds or you know, until less than a minute before the start of the race, and there's a bunch of people that are already lined up on the starting line, whether they deserve to be there or not, meaning whether they're going to go out and sprint for a minute and then have to stop and walk, which would obviously be a pretty faux pas etiquette type of thing. But again, these aren't serious runners. These are people that don't know what they're doing, or they're kids or whatever. So you let them do that. Now don't go force your way up and throw elbows and be like, hey, excuse me, I got to get to the front of the line. Man, relax. Line up four people deep. You're going to pass them all in the first quarter mile anyway, and it's going to add a whopping 2 seconds to your race time. If it's even 2 seconds. Okay? It's Thanksgiving Day, man. Don't be that guy. Have fun out there. Gosh. Can you tell what I feel like about that guy? So let's get off of that guy. And the last thing I want to mention today about you know, if you're going to participate in a turkey trot next week or any type of fun run at any time when you're not really racing and not really worried about it. And really, I mean, this could apply to every day, to every run, to every day of your life, but especially on Thanksgiving. It's just that, to be thankful. Be thankful. You know, if you're listening to this, if you're reading the post on the website, I don't remember what the stats are, but, you know, that means that, you know, you're in the richest 1 or 2 or 3% of people in the entire world. You know, if you have a computer that fits in your pocket that can send text messages and phone calls and dial up the internet and download podcasts, you're pretty blessed. You're pretty blessed. I'm pretty blessed. I recognize that. Lord knows that you know, my life's not perfect. Yours probably isn't either. There's probably some things that I would love, you know, would love this, would love that. But on Thanksgiving, on every day, but especially on Thanksgiving Day, just take a step back and recognize how lucky you are, how lucky you are. How many people maybe wish that they could run, whether they've had injury or they have some type of disability or whatever that prevents them from doing it, or runners that, like I said, runners that are injured that can't run right now. Be thankful on Thanksgiving Day, on every day, but especially if you're running a turkey trot, just take a moment, take a mile, take the whole race, whatever it is. And, you know, if you're a praying person, pray. If you're not a praying person, just reflect, positive vibes, introspection, whatever it is, but just give thanks for your health, for prosperity, for the opportunities that we all have. Again, if you're listening to this and you got a cell phone or you got a computer, you're doing better than the vast majority of people in the world. So, and that's worth being thankful for. So, so let's wrap this up on that note. Just be thankful. You know, enjoy your turkey trot, have fun, run with some people that maybe aren't runners, friends, family, whatever, people from the community. But most importantly, just be thankful, guys. So hope you have a great weekend. A great weekend. We'll wrap this episode up now. Again, rating reviews are appreciated. I know it's a little bit of a pain in the tuchus, but if you can do it, you can spare the couple of minutes of navigating iTunes. And if you can do it on your computer, that's probably the easiest bet. If you have iTunes on your computer, that's the easiest way to do it. But obviously, you can do it on the phone. It's just a hassle. But again, dizruns.com/iTunes will take you right there to the page, and you can throw some stars up and. You know, hopefully you think it's worth at least 3 or 4 stars, maybe 5. 5 would be great. But then just leave a review. They're appreciated. I definitely read them all. So I thank you for those. So that's it. That's it for today. Be thankful. At the end of the day, whether it's Thanksgiving, whether it's, you know, random Tuesday in June, whether it's the 2nd of March, you know, whatever day it is, just be thankful that you have the health and the ability to get out there and run. But again, especially on Thanksgiving. So I'll stop rambling now. I have a problem with that. You know that. But thanks for sticking around. Have a great rest of the day. Have a great weekend. And if you're listening, at least if you listen to this on Friday, but whatever day you're listening to this, have a great one. And we'll talk soon. But until then, see you.